goes, oh, wait, now it's dark. Maybe it is because there's no.
I don't know.
Okay,
yeah, we're on.
No, I'm live.
All right.
Saturday.
Okay, sorry about that. We'll call the Board of Works and Safety meeting to order. It is 5:03 p.m. on Tuesday, July 14th, 2020. Roll call, please.
Daniel.
Here.
Penrod.
Here.
Crowder.
Here.
In front of you are the minutes from our last meeting on June 23rd. Were there any changes or corrections? Hearing none, can I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Next up is the easement encroachment agreement for 861 South Archer Court. Okay. One of you wants to come up and tell us what you want to do. We can go from there.
Well, we'd like to install a privacy fence. Okay. The reason we picked the area that we wanted to is to line up with where our neighbor's fence line already was. Mm-hmm. And we also have an existing shed that we came all the way back to the easement area. It would be a little difficult to set the fence up that close to be around us. Those are the two main reasons we were hoping to go a little bit into the easement.
Gotcha. Okay. Any utility issues? No?
Northeast.
Okay. Okay. Any questions for Mr. Drake, right? Okay. Very good.
Just
questions?
Just our usual.
Yep.
Caveat.
Yeah. Caveat is always if for some reason we have to go back into the easement to do any kind of utility work, we'll remove the stuff or give you advance notice to remove, and then it'll be at your expense to replace.
Okay.
Okay?
That's good.
Was that the caveat you were talking
yeah.
about?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It is 861 South Island.
Okay. My. Let's be this one here, right?
Yes.
Is this question on the fencing, does it come right along the sidewalk or just the black?
It's black.
Okay.
I think right, the black
right,
line
the
that
black.
You wrote. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
The blue
gotcha.
Line was
there,
really
yeah.
the front. Yeah.
Okay.
Gotcha.
Okay.
I'll make a motion that we approve the encroachment agreement for 861 South Archer Court as presented.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. So next step, just so you're aware, we'll get it signed, and then tomorrow or whatever, if you guys want to stop by and get it from Rosie, take it over to the planning building department, and go from there.
Perfect. Thank
okay.
You.
Great. Thank you. Thank you both. And you don't have to stay, or you can go. You can do whatever you want. Okay. So it's up to you. So no pressure either way. I'm sure you have better things to do with your night, but whatever.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank
have
you.
A good night. You can see I was pointed at them. Next up, Chris. Come on up. What's up?
First of all, I need to apologize to you personally about contacting you late Friday last night.
Oh, that's okay.
I went back through my email, reviewed it, and that's the county, obviously. So. Anyway, but that's not my purpose here
okay.
tonight, but it's similar to that.
Uh-huh.
So we're trying to figure out currently with the COVID situation how to continue to accept new vendors into the farmer's market.
Okay.
According to Purdue, through the extension, the farmer's markets are supposed to have 6 feet of social distancing in between vendors.
Okay.
And what we've done currently is just skip the spot basically in between vendors for the time being, which we had to adjust on Saturday as the Market Street sidewalk was not completed and it was barricaded off, which was...
I'm sorry that was not communicated to you.
Well, I just reviewed the email and he said it wasn't going to affect us that it would be done.
Mm.
So I just emailed him and asked him about the north side because it doesn't appear that they even started it this week. So, formerly we had discussed utilizing Van Buren Street
okay.
for hot food vendors
sure.
with vehicles that can park parallel to the curb so that they would not be sticking out into the street, as we had a situation a few years ago where the vendors were parked perpendicular to the curb, and there was an accident that they felt might have contributed, our situation might have contributed to the accident.
Sure.
So, but actually what I was thinking was, if at all possible, as I noted, that we still have parking spots, angled spots on Van Buren Street in front of the courthouse, on the north side of the courthouse, if it would be possible to utilize the sidewalk if we had the vendors park in those angled spots versus perpendicular to the curb. Does that make sense?
Okay.
On Chauncey,
I'm sorry, yes,
and
okay.
Market, we park perpendicular to the curb.
Sure.
We ignore the angled parking
yeah.
spots.
Yeah, okay.
And like I said, I think that it was felt that when we did that on the Buren Street, it contributed to that
accident. Oh, I got you, okay.
So this is probably more directed towards police chief behind me.
Okay, chief. Okay.
So you're
wanting to go diagonal. I mean, you want to park basically in what's already the diagonal spots.
Right. We don't have any hot food trucks.
Sure.
No, you know, the current situation,
yeah.
It just didn't happen.
Right.
We want to continue to utilize the social distancing in between the vendors.
Sure.
Which I think with the safety numbers that we're seeing is probably a really good idea on our behalf.
Sure.
For the logical. Previously, we had a problem with vendors. We had been approved to park them perpendicular to the curb on Van Buren Street. And what I was wondering is, if we were to disallow that and have them park in the angled parking spots that are currently there, which are either utilized by vendors or market customers currently, if it would be allowable to utilize some of the spots on Van Buren Street to put vendors there.
I mean, if the Board of Works approved you to use them,
mm-hmm.
and you're parked in a parking spot, not disrupting other traffic by parking perpendicular where you stick further out,
right.
I really have nothing to say about it.
How many spots are there, Chris? Do you remember? I'm going to try to pull it up real quick.
Well, I'm going to say off the top of my head, if we were to utilize down to the right-hand turn lane, which is just beyond the actual sidewalk leading up to the front doors of
uh-huh.
the courthouse, approximately a dozen.
Okay.
So that would really only afford us like six spots.
Six additional spots. Okay.
So you would go down to the sidewalk and then back to the intersection of Chauncey?
Correct, yes. Well, we would leave an empty spot in between the vendors.
Each of the vendors.
To
leave that space.
We would start at the corner of Chauncey and Van Buren and work east rather than other way around.
So the people looking to buy product, they wouldn't actually be out in the angle parking that's empty, correct?
They would be on the curb.
They'd be on, somehow that would be blocked off, so somebody couldn't accidentally go out between two.
I don't know about that.
Because somebody could dart out there. It's a busy.
But the idea would be that would provide you guys six additional spots. I guess if I'm reading what you're saying or understanding what you're saying is that there are additional vendors that are not currently able because of the spacing that you would like to add to the farmer's market, right?
Because we're approaching the second half of the season.
Sure.
And then typically we add probably 5 to 10 vendors at the second half of the season to produce people that don't do the first part of the season.
So this would give you six additional spaces on top of what you already have. Gotcha.
Correct.
So would people be able to park in those? I mean, would you block it off somehow so people can't park in between those? Or how would?
That's a very good question. I mean, I guess if it was necessary, we could with orange pylons or whatever.
I mean, I think you'd have to. I mean, I would almost think that if you're going to be putting in vendors in between there, you're almost going to have to put in spacing. You're going to have cones blocking off those spaces. The challenge with that is, of course, if you're coming around a big truck or something, coming around a truck that maybe is backed up and has produce or something, and you're trying to pull into a spot, you have a cone that's lower to the ground, it may be harder to see. But, again, I almost think you almost have to block off those in-between spots.
Okay.
I don't know the
answer to that.
Yeah, I mean, so, okay, so I probably was under a wrong impression here. I was under the impression that they would back the vehicle up or whatever and sell out of the back of the truck, but what you're saying is like a lot of the other vendors, they would have a tent or something set up there, right?
Typically,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
When the heat of the summer comes,
sure.
Everybody has a camp anyway, so they would be renting on the sidewalk.
I mean, frankly, I don't necessarily have a problem if someone wants to back up, like, you know, I'm just thinking about Pat Murphy, for instance, right? Or whoever, like, if they're selling out of the back of their truck, I don't necessarily have a problem if they do that, as long as they do it in a safe way. It probably would maybe be better in that regard, because then when they're pulling out, when there's a lot more traffic, then they have a clear line of sight. But I don't know. I don't know if your thoughts.
Maybe you could just put caution tape between the two.
Yeah, you could.
They all, but potentially they could leave at different intervals and then have gaps. So,
yeah. But then only be at the closing time. I shouldn't say mandated, but are they supposed to stay the full length of the farmer's market from, you know, 8 to 12:30?
This year, nothing's mandated.
Gotcha. I hear you.
You know, we're not requiring attendance with rent normally. I do not require people to hang around if they've sold out of their products.
Sure. Scott, what do you think?
I think we're overthinking it.
Okay.
Overthinking.
I mean, so if they blocked off every other space for their vendors, it doesn't matter if somebody parked in between them, because that's not vendor space, somebody parks
gotcha.
And gets out. And it doesn't matter if they're backing out, because you gotta back out of the space anyways and not see whether the vehicle beside you is forward or backwards.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you could block them off the coin cones. If they're doing business on the sidewalk, it really doesn't matter. If you came and parked in between two vendors, you're not doing business there, so you still have social distancing.
Yeah.
You know, as long as the vendors, you know, if we're worried about social distancing space, I'm not worried about people parking behind them, but between them. But if the Board of Works wants that avenue, we can provide them some pylons, I guess, and put a pylon there. It just cuts down the parking for people to
come
and enjoy
it. Hurt
the market.
Sure. You know, when we
have other events, but that would be normal parking.
Sure, I understand. That would be normal parking space.
But then we're defeating the purpose of separation. Just because I'm not a vendor, somebody to come and purchase something, I'm still going to be exposed to whatever's on both sides of me if I elect to park in there. Or is that what I heard?
Yeah, but
okay.
You're going to walk to all the vendors anyway. You're not spending time with vendors, right? The idea of separating vendors is the vendors aren't beside each other the whole time.
Gotcha. So they're not just...
So you can walk by.
I think that spacing is more important because we're there for four and a half 5 hours, one right next to each other. I mean, if somebody's coming and going, I don't think personally is as critical to the...
And I think that's what they're trying to protect, is the vendors. You know, because everybody, you show up, you're going to be exposed to all these vendors that you walk by anyway.
Right.
You know, for the moment that you're walking by, or
I'm on the fence on that one. I think Van Buren is a busy street, and I think we're going to potentially create a hazard. Yes, they have to be accountable and responsible for themselves, but when you start backing in there and backing out on Van Buren,
it's happening already because the market customers. Actually, there'd be more backing in and out otherwise if we didn't put vendors in.
Right.
So, I mean, I'm not trying to. It's just what I observe.
Right.
You know, because they want to park as close as they possibly can so they don't have to, they don't have to walk.
Hmm. You have a thought?
I think it's fine. I mean, like you said, there's going to be less backing out if it's.
Well, I personally don't necessarily have an issue with it. I mean, I would say the only reason why I guess I'm sort of okay, I shouldn't say that, but I I don't want there necessarily to be an expectation that this will continue into next year, because I think of that issue, but I think because of the circumstances as they are currently, because of the fact that you're trying to space the other vendors out and make sure that there's space in between there, I think that's good. And so I personally don't have an issue with doing that with the 6 feet apart. I do feel like that there needs to be space in between each of them. I personally don't feel like having parking in between them is as safe as having no parking there. That's my opinion. But I guess with that being said, I mean I don't have a problem with the expansion onto Van Buren Street there. But again, I think I would discourage parking in between the vendors. That's my opinion.
I think you'll have more people walking on Van Buren Street behind the cars, which would be another reason not to have people park, because they just wander more. And if the vendors are there, they're going to wander more out into the street, I think. So that would be a reason not to have other people park there.
And I know that's probably already happening, Chris. I mean, I've recognized that if people park there, they get their stuff, they throw it in their vehicles, they leave. And I get that happens. But I think when you have stationary vendors there, it creates a false sense of security because they're not moving. And so, I don't want to rush it, but I would say I would make a motion to approve the diagonals or the angled spots, every other spot, up to the sidewalk. Which, as I'm looking at, by the way.
12.
That's 12, but it goes past the sidewalk. That's 12, but it goes past that center sidewalk. So if you don't include those, then you're at closer to 10 or 9. So I don't necessarily have a problem going past the sidewalk. Obviously, you start to get into a turn lane situation past that. So I don't mind if you use your best judgment in regards to that. But I'll make a motion that we allow the farmers market to utilize those diagonal parking spots, and I guess with the caveat that the spaces in between remain vacant. That's my motion.
Second.
Motion and second. Discussion?
You might, I think Chris is pretty fair about it. Have him monitored for a week and
sure. See
how it goes. If there's a problem,
yeah.
He can.
I mean, I'd like to see for a couple of weeks just to get a little bit more of a sample size. But
so
I mean,
using pylons and empty
spots. Sure. And if it comes back and you think everything is working fine and that maybe you allow, you know, you want to allow people in between there because you're having parking issues. Because you're having parking issues, then I think at that point, if you want to send me an email or something, and we can reconvene and go from there.
If you just want me to come back and do it, it's up to you. I'd be happy to.
My preference would be to wait until the first meeting in August. I know that you're getting a little later, but at least that would give you a couple more weeks. I mean, it's like 4 weeks. So it's 4 farmers markets to kind of get a good sample size. But that's my personal preference. But I don't know if anybody else has opinions on that. But. So. Okay. All those in favor, show the usual sign. It's unanimous. Okay?
Thanks.
Good?
So do I need to contact you, or are you just going to put me down for 4 weeks?
You want him back in 4 weeks?
Well, what I'm saying is that if you want to come back and ask for the parking in between those spaces,
okay.
Then you then come back at that point.
Okay.
So I don't need you to come back and tell us if it's working or not.
Okay.
That works.
Okay.
Great. Thanks, Chris.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Do I need to contact somebody?
Okay.
$25 more.
Okay. Next up, I'm going to go ahead and take. I'm assuming. Are you Megan?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and bump you up because you're here already. So we'll take the street closing permit for, is it Dino Day? And
correct.
Show and Shine Truck Show.
Correct.
Come on up.
Yeah.
This is for this coming Saturday.
Yes.
Okay. Talk to me about the Dino Day and Show and Shine Truck Show.
Well, the event has been set up. We've postponed it a couple times with everything going on. And we've had one in the past. Turnout was great. Parking, we didn't have any issues. We had space. Unfortunately for this one, the VFW, which allowed us to have some parking on our last, is also having a meeting that they're going to have a large number of vehicles of their own. And I think with the amount of people that are wanting to get out, we're getting a little bit more of a response to this event than the previous.
Okay.
So we're looking at parking as being an issue. My concern with that is not that people won't find a place to park, it's where are they going to park?
Sure.
Are they going to disrupt, you know, others in the neighborhood? Are they going to, you know, end up in another business that doesn't want them, you know, taking up their space? So looking at it, the house that is directly to the west of us is currently, it does not appear that anybody is actually staying in at this moment. Other than that, the lot that is on the north side of us, I have permission from that property owner to utilize the empty space that he has. So for the most part, that lot is pretty well not going to be used besides just through traffic. So we are looking to possibly use that in order to alleviate the random parking that more than likely would end up. We would use that for the actual show in China, pretty much just the truck show.
Okay.
So what we were planning to use that for would be to actually do the parking of those vehicles. So there wouldn't be constant traffic, obviously, with wanting to close the road. We would not want to have any traffic coming and going, so those would be there for the whole day. It would make it so that the parking lot, we have three exits and entrances to Chicago Street, so we would really be able to accommodate a lot more with it not getting to be an overcrowding issue.
Okay, so just so I'm clear, so the idea would be that you close off Indiana Avenue and you would park vehicles like maybe diagonally or something, so they're kind of boom, 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 boom.
Correct.
Okay.
And that way we could get as many of them in that space, you know, kind of figuring out last event we had approximately 25 trucks.
Okay.
I'm told, I'm not the organizer on that part of the event, but I'm told that we're at over 50 currently.
Okay.
That is what puts us in the line.
Sure.
Looking at it, I know we're supposed to keep our distance between everybody. Mm-hmm. So with that roadway there, that would really allow us, you know, close to 40 vehicles that would accommodate that whole section of it. So we wouldn't have to worry about the traffic coming and going on that side.
Would you be parking on one side of the road or both sides of the road?
It would be the west side would be the entire length of the road. And then on the east side, we would actually just utilize the parking that we have on the side of our building.
Sure.
And then back some of them into that lot.
That lot that's behind you.
That
yeah. So there would still be a lane to get a fire truck or a police car or something like that through.
Yes.
Okay. Because I'm guessing that's what Tom's concern was. Is that true?
Yeah, you're supposed to allow 20 feet, which would take up per year that whole route.
That whole area.
Yeah.
Okay. There is one property owner that looks like their driveway backs into Indiana Avenue on the northwest side.
Correct.
Okay. Have you talked to them?
Not yet. I tried stopping over yesterday. Yesterday was the first I was made aware of the numbers that had increased.
Okay.
And when I stopped over, she was not home.
Okay.
I believe she's a third shifter. A lot of times during the day, she's never really out.
Okay.
So it's kind of difficult to catch her.
Gotcha.
Sometimes with her sleeping schedule, I don't normally try too hard.
Gotcha. So if that person, obviously, and maybe the person behind you, but if they needed to leave, you guys would make accommodations for that?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
And we were not going to the house that is directly to the northeast side of that road.
Uh-huh.
we were not going to go all the way up to their driveway. We were going to stay on the south end of their driveway. So
where the grassy area.
Have access to their drive.
Sure.
And we can do the same to where the northwest drive, we can make sure that there's still access and the roads is the same.
So this is strictly a show of the vehicles, different designs, different trucks.
Correct.
But there's, and again, diesel, I respect diesel trucks, but they obviously they have a lot of black smoke if they elect to engage.
Correct.
So you have no contest or no show and tell or?
No, nothing
from an engine standpoint.
Nothing that is done on the road. We are doing our dyno day portion of it is done. We have a chassis dyno in our building. So that portion of it will be done inside. Everybody that knows us understands that is not what we really kind of take part in. And we've made sure that everybody involved with putting that on understands it won't be tolerated. I have no patience for it. I don't feel like they're helping out any of our cause. So we'll make sure that we will be policing that one ourselves pretty well. Most part of the group that we had last year, we're expecting pretty well the same ones. We always tell them if you want to show off, then show us numbers, get on the dyno.
I say, you see your horsepower.
Yeah, that you've got the platform, use it or don't, but don't disrupt anything.
All right, thank you.
Doing a quick look here, give me 2 moments.
Hey, Mayor?
Yes.
I'm sorry, did you say that all the truck owners will remain on site?
Yes, all the truck owners will be staying with their vehicles.
I don't see it any different than like a JK car show or something. And
yeah.
That alleviates a lot of my concern.
Okay.
Yeah.
It looks like, because it looks like the road is give or take maybe 28 feet wide. So I think if the individuals are staying near their cars, if an emergency happens, which again, it sounds like you guys aren't taking up the whole road from point to point. That's what I'm hearing you say.
Just on the west side,
sure.
We would actually park the full length, and then on the east, like I said, it would just be
in that lot and on
that grass lot, and
yep.
We have permission to park in the lot, so we won't actually be in the roadway on that side. And then on the east side altogether, on the south end, we would be in our gravel parking lot, so we would stay off of the road there.
Gotcha. So I don't necessarily have a problem with this. I guess the only maybe caveat I would add is obviously you're in a residential neighborhood there, so obviously please encourage your attendees to keep that in mind.
Yes.
But it sounds like the majority of what you're going to be doing that would cause a lot of sound and stuff potentially would be happening inside your shop.
Correct. That's
right.
Inside the shop.
Yeah.
That's
okay.
On the north. Side of the building into a larger area of our
parking lot. Gotcha. Okay.
And that's from 10 a.m. till 6 p.m.
Correct.
Is the actual show.
Is the actual show.
But 97
last
is
year,
the closure.
We didn't really have all that large numbers in the attendance side of it. Okay. Besides the show in China, the truck show part of it early on.
So 9 to 7 is the actual closure so that you have time to set up or whatever.
We won't have any tents or tables or anything like that on the road. Any of that, we have a couple vendors that are going to be in the building so they can set up the night before. So it will be a very easy cleanup and everybody leave at the end of it.
Okay.
And they all can go to CNAs.
Yeah, that's really good.
We're trying to get the VFW. We're trying to get them to stay open because they've lost a lot of revenue.
Sure.
But with them having their own events,
but it's
unfortunately,
okay, so I'm going to make a motion that we approve it as presented. I am going to add a caveat, though, that you ensure that we ensure that you go to each of the neighbors on that street to ensure that they are aware of it and understand that if they need to leave, that you have that ability to let them leave.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And if they have any requests via the alley access, I can always make sure if we need to, skip a small section.
Sure.
So that they don't even have to ask for us to move, we can make sure we accommodate them.
Sounds good. So I'll make a motion. We approve the street closing permit request with the caveat that all neighbors are notified.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion. All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Okay?
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great event. Best wishes.
We hope everything for the weather.
Megan, here's your permit then.
Your approval.
Can I just take it with you and I don't want to get it to the end.
Thank you.
Next up is the SRO agreement with Whitley County Consolidated Schools. A little preface on this. There was, so last year, or I guess, so at the end of the day, we had two agreements. And if you remember, for your information, Nicole, every year, we approve one of the two agreements.
Okay.
So I think between the school corporation, myself and Scott and Rosie, we said, why do we keep doing this? Let's just combine it into one, combine both into one, and make it is it a 5-year agreement? Is that right?
Yeah.
Rosie March or something? Okay.
That's what that is.
So, yeah. I'm trying to remember where we saw that.
They have, I just reviewed it.
Yeah. So, I'm pretty sure it's a 5-year agreement. I'm still looking.
Yep, right
here.
Number
one. Number?
Number one. Now, therefore, CCPD and WCCS mutually agree.
Yeah, thank you. Shall be for 5 years. Okay. Yeah, so it's 5-year agreement as a reminder with the SROs. The first SRO, we do a basically 73-27 split, something to that effect. And then on the second SRO, we do a 50-50 split. A lot of that has to do with the agreement for the aquatic center land. Thanks, Mark Green. But in general, again, both parties feel like this experiment, this SRO experiment, is going well. It's impactful for the community. It's impactful for the safety of our kids. And I think both parties are happy to move forward in a 5-year agreement pattern.
Just out of curiosity,
sure.
When school was closed, were they city all the time, or did they do anything with
school? Scott can answer that question. When the school was closed, what did were the SROs still at the schools? Were they here? What did they do?
Here.
They were here.
Okay.
So we probably got more about your idea.
Yeah. In the summer, they were working anyway, but when the school was shut down, they didn't have school events there.
Yep.
And when there's no school, it's assigned here. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I do know when I was, when I did a ride-along SR Onsball, he did stop in at the school for a little bit to say hello, just to make sure things were okay at Eagle Tech,
mm-hmm.
things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I know that they are still kind of checking in from time to time.
Okay.
But yeah, there are officers at that point. With that, I'll make a motion that we approve the School Safety Memorandum of Understanding as presented.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Thank you. Next up is the street closure for Elm Street, talking about Eagle Tech. Re-roofing. I feel like they re-roof that thing every year.
Well, they didn't do it all.
Okay, that was it, okay.
So this year they want to finish.
They want to finish, okay. I did okay it because they seemed to be in a time crunch of some sort. But as a retroactive approval, obviously going through July 31st, in case of bad weather.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome comments, thoughts on that?
I understand what the request is. And again, that's a tough one to predict how long it will take in with the weather. And they're in an area that there's not a lot of traffic. I don't think roads... They don't come that far to the alley. Off-road automotive, would they be impacted the pavement?
I don't believe so. I don't believe they go all the way to the alley. I think there's still a house there, isn't there?
Yeah.
So. There's they built that additional, and then there's a house. So yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So you want to make a move?
Sure. I'll be glad to make a motion that we approve the request for the re-roofing of Eagle Tech Academy, starting from July 6th through July 31st, and as presented.
Second.
Motion seconded. That's okay. Further discussion or questions? All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Next up is the dumpster trash removal in front of the Chamber of Commerce building. Rosie, you know anything about that?
Yeah, this is Bushy. And he's remodeling the apartments up above, and there's no place to really put a dumpster to throw the trash. So he wanted to know if they put it right in front of the chamber.
Okay.
So they could just, they used to have access when Yoda Go.
Okay.
But the, when Yoda Go got sold, he blocked it off, so now they can't get over to the end, that over other side.
Okay, so this is Samuel Benford. Is that different?
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. It's not Bushy.
Okay, that's okay.
Two of a kind.
That's it? Okay. Okay, that's okay. That's okay.
Samuel is, wow. Samuel's the one that owns, like...
He owns the chamber building.
The chamber and Indy Republic.
Oh, okay.
The nutrition place.
Gotcha. So okay. Okay. Oh,
so no. Now when they bought the Yoda Go, they blocked it off,
yep.
So they couldn't have access.
Gotcha.
So there's no place to put this dumpster in. They said that they could just put it there for, what, a week?
And it's really going to...
A few days.
Well, I was going to say it looks like it may have... Yeah, I was going to say. Today's what?
Today's
14th, so it would potentially start tomorrow.
So they're going to come out of, I assume, a second-story window, dump it into a dumpster?
Well, they'll probably bring it down.
Oh, and then
like
throw
a
it
stairway
in.
Or something.
There's just no good place.
I see.
There's, yeah.
Yeah, there's no good place. But it's going to stay on the street.
It blocked the parking.
Yeah, they'll put it
yeah,
in
but it's not
going to
be
spot.
On the sidewalk, right?
No.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, any questions, comments, concerns about that? Okay.
I'll make a motion. We approve the street closing to have the dumpster for trash removal for in front of the Chamber of Commerce for July 15th to the 17th.
I'll second. Further discussion or questions? Fire, you had a question. I'm sorry. It's parking spaces.
Yeah.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
As long as it's in the parking space.
Yeah.
There was
some kind of thing like where exactly is the dumpster going to be?
Yeah.
Right.
And I don't know for sure if they know.
So.
But it's going to be right in front of the chamber.
Since we're blocking them off.
Not on the sidewalk.
Or if we don't block them off, then they'll be like, hey, there's car parked there.
Yeah, well, and I guess that is a question mark, I guess, that we probably need to address and let them know that they need to let Pickles know. Because.
Well,
there's not been a whole lot of parking available near Pickles for the last week, so.
Yeah.
This really came from Ann Paul and Sharon Geiger, so I will try and get a hold of them.
Okay. So.
It's nice when we have the map to lock them down on exactly what they're doing.
Yeah, it looks like there's two parallel spots right in front of the chamber.
Yeah.
So I'm assuming they'll take up one, if not both, of those spots.
Yeah.
But I agree with you. But I agree with you, Scott, in saying that, you know, without, with...
We'll be scrambling around tomorrow.
Yeah.
Like, there's a car there, and they show up with a dumpster.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Is there two different parking direction right there in front of the chamber? Is it there a parallel? And then
there's two parallel parking spots right in front of the chamber.
Yeah.
It ends
parallel
parking. The last two spots are parallel.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
So hopefully it's just one parking spot.
Yummy.
Depends on how big the dumpster
is. Okay. So we have a motion and second. Further discussion. All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Next up is the gas meter replacement by NIPSCO at the post office.
Okay,
we do have a map.
NIPSCO is going to be replacing gas lines, I guess, there, or gas meter.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're needing some spaces on both sides of in the parking lot. I've kind of talked to the chief about this, so he can maybe get them to do some tonight.
Which one? Scott?
That chief.
Okay, that chief. Okay.
And get them blocked off tonight if it's approved, because by tomorrow morning they
won't
be available.
Sounds like you got a couple of cones to line up tonight. So question then, I guess, they're going to be replacing two different meters. That's why there's two different spots that they're sectioning
off. Well, they needed them for their vehicles.
Okay, so I guess the reason why I'm asking the question is, wouldn't it make sense to just park them all on one side versus kind of doing a diagonal? I guess that's what I'm just wondering is, are there, is there a meter on the number two side?
I'm not sure why they're spacing it out like that.
That was my question. It's like,
they need five.
We just did the north side, then.
Yeah.
They just said they needed five on the north side and five on the other side.
Well, okay, so it says need any five parking spots on the side of lot reserved as well. Any five. I just don't understand that at all. But I mean, I don't really care. It's not worth a fight for me. I just, it's more about, like, that doesn't make sense to me, but okay. So.
And he did tell me to contact the Balls.
Yeah.
And, you know, right there in that area so they knew what they were doing because they parked their vehicles in there and everything. Because I told him, I said, there's some renters that park there.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep.
So he was going to get a hold of all of them.
Okay. Anybody have any issues with that, even though it's weird?
No, I mean, before I can block them off, I might call just a friend and say, do you need both sides or do you need one side? Just blocking off one side would be like it too.
Gotcha. Okay. Tom, you good?
Yep.
Okay.
Tom's only.
I'll make a motion we approve the gas meter replacement parking space request by NIPSCO as presented.
Second.
Motion and second. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous.
Since this is just a one-day event, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's what I read. Next up is pay request number two for the phosphorus removal project, I believe, right? Mike, okay.
Yep, everything's in order.
Okay. I'll make a motion that we approve payment number two for contractor project number 205100 in the amount of $64,800 as presented.
Second.
Motion second. And further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Bills.
I will make a motion that we pay all the accounts payable in the amount of $2,455,233.19.
About one on guys. I'll second that motion and second. Further discussion. All those in favor show by the usual sign. It's unanimous.
Then I will make a motion that we pay all pay types except overtime in the amount of $251,277.02 plus overtime pay of $13,259.39.
Second. Motion second. Any further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It's unanimous. You want to do the last one?
What's the last one?
I'll do it. Okay. I'll make a motion. We pay the allowance docket with pay file ending 7-2 of 2020 with all pay types except overtime in the amount of $8,525 as presented.
Second.
Motion second. Any further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Snuck in there.
Sorry, I'm trying to get
organized. It's okay. Not like you're moving or anything, yeah.
Yeah.
Department head reports for Board of Works. Scott.
Let the Board of Works know that the individual who selected today, I called them and they've all accepted. So, Bus, Bingham, and Cracker have all accepted contingent offers.
Great.
And then on the wireless 911, where I sent out a report where Digital said they were unable to make it work and they were going to move it back to normal where we were no longer getting wireless 911 calls, they called today and said that they had figured out what they had misconfigured something and they were out testing today and called our 911 system a dozen times on wireless and said they think they have it fixed. So, more to come on figuring out what they figured out.
I guess that's good news.
That's what I thought. I was surprised, but
okay.
They didn't say they were going to, they didn't call and say, hey, we figured anything out. We figured anything. We figured anything. We'll just start calling 911 and say, hey, this is a digital word testing. And we had something set wrong.
Hmm.
That's exactly what it is.
Hmm.
So.
I never made the connection.
Yeah. That's right, Mr. Rocket. So. We'll see. We'll talk to
Shane
Ryan
tomorrow. See what they answer.
Okay. Questions, Scott?
No.
I do not.
Thank you, Tom.
Nothing other than my
written
report, Mayor.
Question of Tom.
No.
Thank you. Mike.
I have engaged Donahue for trade launching. Call it 700. Read too fast. And I don't have anything tonight because Paul was on vacation when I called him. He was at a campground up in Michigan, but I talked to him for about 20 minutes.
Okay.
He's hoping to have something for at the next meeting, so I'll be able to present that, which will be their charges and fees like that to design and everything like that. So we'll see what that comes in, and I'll have that tonight.
Okay. Great. Question to Mike. Thank you. Mark. Question to Mark. Thank you. Sean.
2 weeks ago, Ryan Barnett advised that he will be retiring as of January 15th of next year. Ryan currently has 9 weeks of vacation to use up before the end of the year. So, which will leave us somewhat shorthanded for the rest of this year. I would like to ask for permission to start putting together a package to go out and replace Ryan. I'm hoping to hire in the September time period, but I need to start working on job description and all the advertising and all that as soon as possible. So just looking for your permission to start looking at replacing Ryan.
How many years of experience?
20. You had 12 in with the county employee.
Gotcha. So. On top of the 20?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yep.
We have that in writing, I'm assuming?
He filled out his paperwork with PERF, and okay. I have a copy of that.
Okay.
But I do not have a letter stating from him.
Okay. Okay.
But that's something I can certainly ask for if that's something you think is necessary, but either way, we're going to have to.
So I don't have a problem with going ahead and preparing the hiring process. I do think we need something in writing to Beth, but besides that, I have any problem with that.
Mm-hmm.
You have any problem with that? Okay. Good.
That's all I have.
Okay. Thanks, Jody.
Up at Pinecrest, there is a ditch there that needs dredged. In the county, it's actually a county ditch.
Okay.
And it's going to cost about $7,000 to do it. And they're going to be putting out bids for other jobs. And I think we need to get this taken care of. I mean, it drains. We got water coming from Reddick.
Mm-hmm.
And now comes yep. down there, and it goes there, and it gets held up, and so
okay.
I think that'd be $7,000 worth well spent.
Okay, so I know in the past when we've had this, when they're wanting to dredge, I know typically they will come to us and say, here's how much we need to put into this drainage fund in order to get it dredged. Is that what you're proposing, or are you proposing just for us to do it or what?
Well, what I'm saying is they're going to do it.
Okay.
The county's going to do it. They're going. We went. Me and Dan met with them today because there's some trees that fell.
Okay.
And the thing was, we told them to go ahead and put it on the list.
Okay.
So because it needs done, it's needed done for a while. We probably should have done it a couple years ago, but we thought it was way too out of range.
Okay.
And then we, you know, 7,000 is not that bad to have that dredged because it does take water from a bigger area. So
just so I'm clear, are they wanting to do it this year?
I'm not sure if they're planning on doing it this year or what. He said he was putting three or four jobs out for bid to get them done.
So, okay, so I guess maybe my thought pattern in this is that if they want to do it this year, then obviously Board of Works need to give, well, yeah, would need to give approval to kind of move forward with the payment of that. If they're wanting to do it next year, just put it as a part of the ditch assessment that we get as a one-year billing. And go
ahead. And like I said, I don't know if they're planning on wanting to try to get it in this year. Okay.
Do we, I mean, if they want to do it this year, do we want to... If they want to do it this year, Board, do we want to give approval for that, or do you want to wait, or what do you want to do?
No, I'm comfortable. If it needs to be done, it's past due.
It's past due. Yeah. And once we do this, they said they will keep it sprayed so that the trees do not grow back up and that.
Okay.
I think it's just the logistics of coordination. Sure.
So I think what I hear is that if they want to do it this year, we're formally, I'll make a motion that we approve that payment if they want to do the project this year.
I'll second.
Motion second. Further discussion? All those in favor? Unanimous. If they don't want to do it this year, if they want to do it next year, just have them put it on the ditch assessment we get at the beginning of the year. Or actually, do we get it at the end of this year?
Yeah,
when do we get
that? Already in the red.
We haven't gotten it.
But we haven't gotten it for two. We haven't gotten it for this year.
Right.
Okay.
Right. So I mean, it's possible you can do it yet this year. I went out, walked all the way down to the where it goes into the basin, so to speak, and you almost have to have somebody go down there and rig that open because I mean that's all that gunk goes down, plugs it up,
sure.
Where the problem is. Also, but he just said, you know, they'll do whatever you guys.
Yeah.
I said, usually it comes out of our stormwater fund, if you want to go ahead and try to get her done this year, that's a possibility. But.
So I think we've given direction. If they want to do it this year, we've approved that. If they want to include it as a part of the ditch assessment, I'm sure we'll approve that. If they want to wait till next year, that's fine. So whatever works. Anything else, Mike? Chip?
Just a lot of balls up in the air, wait for them to come down.
Okay.
I'll keep you updated.
Good. Good thing you're a juggler.
I know.
Or a clown. Any questions,
Thanks.
Chip?
My answer.
Marcia.
Nothing.
Rosie.
I do. I know Scott wants some more barricades to put up to us. But Wygents tomorrow morning are going to be fixing this sinkhole right here at Van Buren.
Oh, I wondered what happened there, yeah.
And Corey from the street department said that they're probably going to have it blocked off down to this alley.
Okay, so the half block.
Van Buren, yeah.
Okay.
So I don't know whether the street department's going to furnish, get it all barricaded off, but.
Yeah.
Street
I was going to say, well, I think.
They probably will.
If you would you get in touch with the two businesses, well, Cluxton and the people next to them, the SRC, and let them notify them that that's going to happen tomorrow? Or Wygent or whoever. Someone needs to get a hold of them and let them know.
They're probably not open.
Well, yeah. I mean, you're probably right. I'm just saying if they're going to do that, though, I think we need to at least give them, see if, I mean, if we can notify them in some way. Okay.
Okay. I'll probably get a hold of them.
Okay. Anything else?
No.
Okay. Walter.
I'm good.
I have nothing.
And I have nothing.
I don't think I have anything. Okay. Public?
Yeah.
There's no press here. Okay. We'll call the meeting adjourned. We'll start council at 6:05.